Listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR. The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 7:07 in the morning. Good morning there, Bad Bob Belongi.
And good morning, Carl.
How's the weather look like today?
Well, the weather looks like about 66 degrees right now as we look further into the day. Going to get warm up into the mid-90s. No triple digits, but it will be fairly warm. A little cloud here and there, but no precipitation until Friday at the earliest, and that's not looking real promising. Overnight lows will be in the lower 60s. Right now in Reading, we have 66 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business where they give veteran and senior discounts here, locally owned, of course. Give them a call at 365-3793. Strikeout Domestic Violence Bullathon on the 23rd of October at Shasta Lanes. Give a call to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, who is putting this on. They're the ones that are sponsoring this. Give them a call at 225-5220 and register your team. They can only take so many teams there. And for $24, that's a total that's a registration team fee for four people. Includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. So that's pretty cool. California Waterfowl Veteran Hunt Program is happening October 31st and November 1st. For all you hunters out there that are veterans, it's going to be fully sponsored by Five Star Bank and Shasta Land Refuge and, of course, Curbs Outfitters, and which means is on the 31st that afternoon, you hunt up there at Tule Lake that afternoon and hunt the next morning, and it's fully guided, and that includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at the Winnemah Lodge, food and drinks. Pretty good, huh? But you got to call in and get lined up for this. 305-9234. 305-9234. So cool. I like it. Good morning, Sun Gold. Good morning, Jarhead. People already jumping in here. Hey, Governor Brown's on the warpath. Bad Bob.
Really?
Yes, he is. Taken off the name of Redskins, and he has said that there can be no team in California with the name Redskins. Can they do that? Can the governor do that? Can he make a law that you cannot have, if you've got a team that say the name is the Redskins, can you say that? Can you make a law that makes them change their name?
If people will not be politically correct, we shall force political correctness upon them. Now, I know of at least several tribes that have said, we consider this an honor, but they are not being heard. The few that are being very vocal.
How about the Braves?
Oh, they're on the endangered species list.
So you have Braves and you have Chiefs. How about Chiefs? Chiefs can be anything, though, I guess, right?
Except they have
a photo of a Native American.
Yeah.
But this is Native American. We're having a Native American. This is a week, Indigenous Americans Week, and they're having an honoring this week, this Saturday.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, but you know what? This is just a start, though. What happens when the people for ethical treatment of animals get into it?
The UC Irvine Anteaters could be in peril. Uh-oh. They could be next on the list of the team names to be struck down. Not only that, but from our friends to the north, the Evergreen State Gooey Ducks may be told that they'll have to change their mascot.
And if you don't know what a gooey duck is, a gooey duck is a clam. It's a bivalve.
A mollusk. Yes.
A mollusk. Is a mollusk and a bivalve two different things?
A bivalve is a subsection of mollusks. A mollusk is anything with a soft interior and a shell, and, you know. The gooey duck is rather unique in its appearance, which we will not go into here. And then, of course, my personal favorite, the UC Santa Cruz Fighting Banana Slugs.
The Fighting Banana Slugs.
Yes. Have you ever seen a banana slug?
I have. I didn't. It never struck me as that they were like fighters. I thought they were more like lovers.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Okay. Obama is taking money out of the mouths of his veterans and his retirees and all this. Why? COLA. There'll be no cost of living allowance increase next year because the cost of gas is so low. They're saying there is no inflation. There is no inflation. So no COLA for next year. Based on, like I said, the government measure of inflation, and they're saying it's because gas prices are down. But what about egg prices that have doubled and the cost of beef that's doubled? And did you see where the Federal Department of Prisons is now taking pork out of prisons?
Oh, might offend somebody.
And the Center for Arabic, you know, the CAIR, C-A-I-R, are saying thank you because, you know, it was offending Muslims, yet, you know, they're saying that people in the prisons were not eating pork. They didn't like it. And I'm thinking, who doesn't like bacon? Yeah. Who doesn't like bakey? All right? Yeah. Are you saying there's prisoners in the federal prisons, in 122 prisons, they've stopped eating pork? How interesting. So now pork, which is, by the way, they're saying it's too expensive, is one of the most reasonably priced meats in America right now, much less than beef. So when they say things like that, I wonder, well, what, you know, is there something else to that?
Oh, they're all going to be vegetarians. They took away their cigarettes. Now they'll take away their meat.
Well, let's take away their beef and teach them to be vegetarians and to grow things and be you know, to pound their swords into plowshares. How about that? I think that'll work. Okay. And let me see. What else? Oh, Brown vetoed something. He vetoed the extended family leave policy that the House or the Assembly and the Senate had passed. Now, you know what that, you know, you say, oh, well, gosh, I mean, why would you do that? It's because it added on to what was already on there, which could have led to 24 weeks. Okay, 24 weeks of family leave for a business. In other words, 6 months. And how do you do this? Oh, well, my wife had a baby. Okay, you're off so many weeks. Oh, well, you know, now I have to take care of my grandfather, my in-laws. You know, I mean, it just had a whole list of people.
It's the European model.
Can you believe it? 24 weeks it could have led to. Chamber of Commerce is screaming. And, and it's kind of like, well, what are you supposed to do if somebody's gone for 24 weeks? Do you hire somebody to take their place for 6 months? And then, you know, and so you do, and but they've got to be able to keep their job when they come back. I mean, this is just crap. Anyway, Governor Brown vetoed that bill. Now, there's something to say. I got a bunch of other things here, too. Which I'll get to after that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, where you can sleep so well for so long. Right. Because it's dual air technology. You can dial that bed so it fits anything. It, you know, if you feel like sleeping on a really soft mattress, you can do that, or if a nice firm mattress, you can do that. And if Linda feels just the opposite, she can do that. My Sleep Number setting last night was 50. Her Sleep Number setting was 40. I'm trying to catch up to that 55 that Trish is always saying she's at. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. Made in America. It's guaranteed. And right now, during the sale, they're having Columbus Day sale. You can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price of the year. But the only way you can do that is to go to the Target Shopping Center and head on over to the Sleep Number store and go see Brian or Janice or any of those heroes over there that are going to show you how to sleep. And it's not just the beds. They've got pillows. They've got mattress covers. They've got it all. There, it's almost like a, you know, I hate to say this, but it's like the Apple Store. You walk into it, it kind of reminds you of that. And you're going to lay on a bed, and they're going to show you how good it is. Sleep Number in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come on. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning. 65 degrees out there, going up high on 94 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Yeah, the nation. And why? Because Shasta Regional treats people well. And let me tell you something else they do, too. They hire veterans. Yeah, Shasta Regional Medical Center hires veterans. They make a point of going out, finding veterans, and hiring them. You know, when they advertise, they being a veteran means something at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, you know what, guys? You know, a big cheer out to Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's going to be an antique tractor and engine show this weekend. Well, you know what? I got this news release, and it's dated, but it doesn't give the date. It says October 8th, but so that would have been last weekend, right?
It would have. And so it doesn't,
forget it.
Yeah.
Don't forget it. Hey, if you guys are going to give us PSAs, and we're more than happy to read them.
Try to do it more than 48 hours ahead.
And put a date on it so we know. Okay, what were some of the things that can happen? We talked about Redskins. We talked about vetoing that one bill. Tonight is the debate. You got that?
Oh, yeah.
The Democratic debate tonight. Did you know there were five people running for the Democratic nomination?
Three of whom I had never heard of before in my life.
There you go. The only reason I'd heard of them is because, for reasons, and we'll talk about it. Democratic debate tonight. And you've got, of course, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And Bernie's going to handle Obamacare. This is what he's going to say about Obamacare. Obamacare isn't working very well. He says, well, I tell you what, let's just do away with that. And let's just make it a single payer and make it like, so let's just make it like Medicare. We'll make all of the health care in the United States. We'll bring it right under one payer, the government, and it'll be known as Medicare for everybody, and everybody pays this much into it, just like you would, unless, of course, you don't make enough money, and then you don't pay anything, and then I pay more. So that's one thing. We're going to do that.
I find it interesting. It's Hillary versus four old white guys from the party that celebrates broad diversity.
There you go. The other thing is, too, if he wants to raise, well, what are we going to do? How can we get people living wages? Easy. Everybody, minimum wage, $15. Oh, just like that, $15. Okay. Bernie. Now, Hillary is going to go back and say Benghazi was not my fault. It's a bunch of white old men Republicans coming after me. It's not. I didn't do anything wrong. Look, one of their own guys said that it was done to
that's
pull me down.
It's a great conspiracy.
It's a great right wing conspiracy. Yeah, that's right. She said they can't even figure out who they want to make speaker. And you know what? She's right. You just keep on pounding away at those idiots up back there in Congress.
Why did McCarthy swallow his own foot? Holy smoke.
And then you've got the guy that used to be the Eagle. So you got Hillary and you got Bernie. Then you have the guy that was the governor of Maryland.
Where?
The governor of Maryland. I can't remember his name.
Nobody can.
I know.
That's his problem.
Lincoln Chafee. He was a former senator.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's the one I want you all to look at tonight, Senator Jim Webb. He's a former senator from the state of Virginia. He's only served one term. He said, I'll be there for 6 years, and that's it. And that's what he did. Here's the other thing about Jim Webb. He's a retired, medically retired Marine officer. Would have made probably the Marine Corps his career, a Navy Cross recipient from a battle in Vietnam. And it wasn't a type of going out and, you know, dragging people back in. He was in it. He was fighting. He was shooting and led his men in a tremendous firefight when he was a lieutenant. But was wounded severely and eventually had to retire. He was also SecNav, the Secretary of Navy, and he's an author who's written books like Fields of Fire and others that are a very dramatic, very realistic books. I've had the opportunity to meet Mr. Webb, Senator Webb, and he's a man of great integrity and of his word. When he was Secretary of the Navy, he quit. He said, look, this is what you said. This is what you're doing. I cannot in good conscience be the Secretary of the Navy if you're going to continue to cut this off, cut this down. So he just resigned from it, which is, again, a man of integrity. It will be interesting to hear what Jim Webb says, because, one, he's a warrior, and he understands what's happening in the Middle East, which obviously Hillary and Obama and anybody else in the Democratic Party doesn't. It's obviously not. It's not clear to them. Now, talking about Obama, that 60-minute, I don't know if anybody saw that 60-minute interview with Steve Croft. Wow, did he go after Obama? And I'm not kidding. I mean, he went after him hard. And you expect 60 Minutes to give him a little kissy on his face, a little lick on the cheek. You know, we love you. And no, Croft went after him and he started talking about ISIS. He said, what is your strategy in Syria? Well, of course, there is no strategy in Syria. And what about these people? We spent hundreds of millions of dollars to train. We got five and they didn't make it.
Well, they handed over their stuff to the bad guys.
And then he talks about Putin's leadership. taking over the Middle East. He says, well, his type of leadership is not what I call leadership. You know, leadership is getting people all over the nation, all over the world to agree to climate change.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is a man. We've abdicated our presence in the Middle East. We have less say in the Middle East at any time since World War II. Come on. I mean, this is Putin who's gone in there, and he's going to wipe out the rebels that are against Assad. He's going to prop Assad up, and Assad owes him, so now he and Iran together. Gee, that's a great group, Syria and Iran and Russia. I'm sure that the rest of the Middle East isn't worried at all about that. No. Turkey has just had a horrible terrorist incident that killed 95 people. They're the worst terrorist incident in Turkey's history. At a peace rally. Okay, get this. At a peace rally. 95 people killed. And in the middle of this, front page news, Cecil the Lion Killer. Cecil the Lion's killer.
Yeah.
This dentist out of, I don't know, Bummer, Egypt. Wisconsin or someplace.
A millionaire dentist, you know.
Hey. You know, I never thought dentists could get that rich, but obviously he does.
Apparently so.
They're not going to press charges against him.
Zimbabwe is not going to
press charges against him. Not that they were ever going to, because he was on a legal hunt. And this is what people don't understand. He killed a lion on a legal hunt. He didn't know it was Cecil the Lion. There was no sign on it that says, I'm Cecil, don't shoot. It didn't say anything. There's just a lion.
Pause up, don't shoot.
He's got a little sign that says, shoot the other guy. No, he didn't know that. And so what happened is that this man was pilloried. His business shut down. He was, people threatened his life, threatened his kid's life, threatened his wife's life. Why? Because he was on a legal hunt in Africa and killed a lion. Now, they may press charges, or they're going to press charges against the professional hunters who they said knew that they shouldn't have been hunting in this one spot, even though they weren't on the preserve, but they were close enough, and they, you know, whatever it was. It would be like me hiring you to take me out on the water to go fishing.
Yeah.
And you saying, okay, we're going to fish here. And I catch a fish, and here comes fishing game. So you can't fish here.
Yeah. Or you pull up a yellow eye, and before you can get it back in the water, you get...
Not even that. It's just because you've told me I can fish here. Yeah. You're my guide. I've paid you money. You take me out to a place, and we can fish here. And the fishing game comes up and says, nope, can't fish here.
Yeah.
And then I am the guy that's wrong.
Yeah.
You're the guy that's wrong because you're the guide.
Yeah.
I'm just going where you tell me to.
I'm
not familiar with this part of the lake.
Well, you see, the dentist is vilified because he's apparently successful. He can afford to do these things, and that's a crime in modern society.
And he actually killed an animal, which is, oh, my God. You know, I mean, why do you think they hunt lions in Africa? Talk to Zimbabwe. There's a Zimbabwe graduate student who wrote and said things like, he's down to go into Duke, and he says, well, you know what? Frankly, a lion being killed, we kind of rejoice about that because I know people have been killed by lions. Lions scare us. Lions go out, eat our animals, eat our neighbors. Yeah, lions are not our favorite neighbors out there. But see, they don't want to listen to that. They don't want to listen to people. Americans do not want to listen to people from those countries actually have something to say that goes against their grain. Oh, and it's not all Americans. It's a certain sliver of Americans. I think it's the same sliver that think that by attacking Ben Carson, oh, look what he said about guns. You know what? They're racist because they don't know how to handle a black man who is a conservative, an African-American who is a conservative, that speaks his mind, who's brilliant, who came up from the streets and speaks his mind. So they've got to attack him because he does not fit into their, you know, their little mold of having been picked on and now and this. I mean, and you know what? When people said half the things that these people are saying about Ben Carson, you were accused of being a racist. So why is it that the same rules don't hold? Well, we know why.
The standard.
The standard.
Double standard.
There's a double standard. Damn them. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you. I'm going to tell you why. It's Northern Firearms Instruction, because yesterday Ted Leidy was on Channel 7. Did you see that?
I did not.
Well, they were talking about how they just signed this bill that made it illegal for people with concealed carry licenses to carry on school grounds. And so they've just made it illegal. So now nobody that's a law-abiding citizen can carry a weapon on school grounds. You can carry within 1,000 feet, and there's some, you know, it's all that. You just can't carry on school grounds. Believe it or not, that was something we taught, was that, hey, this is, it's strange, but you can carry a concealed weapon on the school grounds. Well, not anymore. Well, they asked him what he thought. It was on Channel 7. And he's, you know, he told him what he thought. I thought, this is stupid. You know, you're not going to prevent anything. You know, people that have got a concealed carry license are not your troublemakers. And then he let the girl shoot on the, you know, whatever her name is.
Right on.
Let her shoot. And she shot pretty good. She's in a
dress. So this means that if you're going to go pick up little Susie from the school and sit in your car in the line, leave the gat at home for that.
That's what they're saying, is that you cannot have a gun on you in that school. So, I mean, I don't know how they know it unless they, I don't know. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Give him a call at 999-1822. He's got an advanced class on October 25th, which is coming up fast. Yeah, it's almost filled up. It may be filled up by now. We'll be right back after these messages.
The starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Violin is on assignment this morning, 7:34 in the morning. 65 degrees, going up to 94 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. State jewelry of the finest quality and great prices. And if you're looking to see how much jewelry you may have inherited is worth, go down and see Leonard. He'll give you the true scoop. And if you don't see what you're looking for, ask Leonard. You'd be surprised what this man can come up with. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in all of this area up here, all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. This weekend, Indigenous Peoples History Day. Show and street fair at the Cascade Theater. I'm here with Mark Dadigan. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, of course. And Louise Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Kara McClure Downing.
Good morning.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I write large letters early in the morning. And then Gary Lewis, who's here, he's here for moral support.
For the Shasta Historical Society.
And the Shasta Historical Society. Okay. What's going on, Mark?
So the Shasta Historical Society is partnering with the local tribes in Shasta County to do this presentation, Indigenous Peoples History Day, that will be from 1:30 to 3 p.m. inside the Cascade Theater on Saturday. It's free, and it'll feature five members of local tribes sharing stories about their ancestors who were important figures to Indian country, but who most Shasta County residents may not know much about, and also just giving residents kind of some insight into the Native American perspective on local history. And then throughout the day outside the Cascade, there will also be a street fair with vendors and performances, including powwow dancing, a Native American rap group named Pit Crew, and the Loose Arrow Band, which does rock.
The Loose Arrow Band. You know what? I like that. The Loose Arrow Band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have they been around here for a while?
Yes, they have. He is a local,
Blues and blues. Dance music with Aaron Lucero, and Demetri Jones on vocals, huh?
Yeah.
Or did I say that right?
Well, I'm not sure.
Demetra. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, they're there. And then a Pit Crew, Native American Rap and Hip Hop by Pit Fox and Jay Riggs of the Pit River Nation.
Yeah, there are a couple of local rappers who've been doing performances at community events for a while, and they do a lot of cool stuff, and they kind of integrate their culture into their performance.
That's cool. Okay. Louise.
Yes.
And what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be sharing a little bit of history on my great-grandmother, Lila Rose, and just telling what she overcame in her life.
Okay. And can you give us just a quick idea what that is?
Well, she was born in the late 1800s, and she seen some things going on that she didn't necessarily agree with, but she is a survivor, and really everybody should come to see it so they know the whole.
See what that's about. Yes, okay, no, I like that. That's like we call it that's the hook.
Well, and I think a little thing we can say too is that Lila was very important to language preservation efforts to Pit River tribal people, and that's something Louise will be talking about, too, because she's involved with their efforts.
How many indigenous tribes are in this area?
In Shasta County?
Yeah.
There's five tribes.
How many in Northern California? I mean, that's probably, I know, that's tough, right? Because, excuse my ignorance, I mean, I read a lot and all this, but a tribe would be in one location, right? Would they be like an offshoot of a larger tribe, maybe a century before that or for decades before that, moved away and then established their own tribal area?
No, our tribal people, they had their areas. I mean, today we have rancherias that are a little bit smaller,
right,
and sometimes they're composed of several different tribes. They have different tribal affiliations. So the bigger tribes would be like historical tribes, the Pit River Tribe, the Wintu Tribe, Hoopaw, Karuk. Those are the historical tribes in Northern California.
In Northern California. But there were many other, like along the coast and up in the Southern Oregon and this. So
California has hundreds of tribes.
And some tribes lost their identity. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say lost their identity. We don't want to ever say we lost anything. I think it went underground and went silent for a little bit, but nothing is ever lost. We are constantly growing and bringing all of our culture back, language, our dances, ceremonies.
So how do you find the fact, when I say lost, I meant just because of all the years and all the things that happen and people scatter, have a tendency to scatter. The fact that, you know, that families have kept together is great. How do you preserve, one is language, but the other one is dances and clothing and history like that.
I think
especially when it was a concerted effort
to wipe that out.
I mean, it was. I mean, kids were taken and put into schools, and I mean, we all know the stories about this. But how did you manage to? How did the tribes manage to keep that?
I think that in every tribe there were certain people that kept it going in the home privately, not being out in the public, because that was something that they kept alive. The language, like Mark was saying, my grandmother recorded it for us. And so we could actually listen to her sing, sing songs and tell whole stories in our language. So there's people that foreseen that, and they kept it going. I mean, my grandfather was also one that would tell us stories. My grandmother, my mother, she was also one that would tell us stories. And we never knew actually the meaning of those stories until later on. So it was just kept alive just slowly. And I think us all coming together, we all have a piece to bring it and to make it come back alive.
Well, that's great. You know what? And this, you find this in a lot of, I guess, cultures that were the Scottish and the Irish. Mm-hmm. were pushed on, or tried, their culture was not maybe exterminated, but they tried, the British did, and wouldn't let them speak Celtic or any of these languages, but yet they, it went underground, and they did keep that language, and they did fight for that. Okay, now, Kara has been sitting here very quietly. Kara McClure Downing, tell me who you are.
I'm the curator of education for the Shasta Historical Society.
Okay.
Essentially, that means I put up our exhibits and I help run our programs. And so Saturday, you'll see me running around outside a lot.
And a great job you guys do, too. I tell you what, yes. Shasta County is so rich in this. Okay, so let's talk about the what's going on. You've got it from 11 a.m. to noon. Is this outside the open mic?
Yeah, so from 11 to 5 outside the Cascade Theater on Market Street, that's going to be a street fair with vendors and performers and different educational exhibits. And then we'll be having a open mic night to begin with where people can come out and share a story if they want. Then the drumming and Stillwater Royalty will be happening at noon. And then 12:30 is the Thundering Moccasins Professional Powwow Dance Troupe.
Thundering Moccasins. This is like river dance, except Native American.
Yeah, they're professional powwow dancers. Most of them are from the area, and they've toured internationally. So they put on a really good show.
And they're from
show.
This area here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Are they always, I mean, are a lot of people interested in this? We are because we live in this. I mean, our Native American culture is so rich up here, but there must be people that have no idea what you're talking about, right?
Well, at the Historical Society, our phones have been ringing off the hook for a week, asking questions from those teachers, people wanting to know whether or not they can come, how much it is, and it's totally free, and everyone is
welcome.
It's free.
Okay, let's tell everybody. This is free, and this is down on Cascade. Are you going to shut down the street there?
Yeah. We are just that one main block. Is that
Yeah,
right?
Just Market Street.
Just Market. Well, but right in that area.
Between
there. That's
Plaster
cool,
and Sacramento.
Though. I mean, that's great, though. What kind of, are you going to have vendors there at all? Or
yeah,
just,
yes.
Well, what kind of vendors?
There'll be jewelry vendors, food vendors, information booths, a little bit of everything, really.
It's going to be fried bread.
Yes.
That is the most terrible thing.
It is.
This is, y'all are getting even. You know what you want to talk about? Native American, okay, you guys, we're going to serve you fried bread. 12,000 calories in one piece of fried bread. When you keep everything on there, and I just force myself to eat that. So yeah right. Okay. Okay. Again, more open mic. The Thundering Moccasins internationally touring powwow group, drumming. I love that. The drumming, and that's going to start at. That's going to go from 3 to 3:30.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Well, I think we're hoping that there's different drum groups all around Northern California, and. you know, we're still actually, I think, figuring out who's going to be doing that. But as we find out in organizing these events, usually it all works out in the end. So we'll definitely have someone there.
Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, I'm here with Mark Dadigan and Louise Davis and Karen McClure Downing, who is from the Shasta Historical Society, and Gary Lewis from the Shasta Historical Society. We're talking about the Indigenous Peoples History Day Show and Street Fair. It's going to be this Saturday, and down at the Cascade Theater. They're going to close down the whole, close down that block on Market Street, which is great, because there's going to be all types of events and everything happening there. I want to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up here. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cicada Cantina, which is a, if you want to have a place that's a little bit different, you think, oh, it's Mexican food. No, it's much more than that. Polo Poblano, Chili Reno, Steak Fajita. Yes, it sounds like it, but then they have so many different things. It's a true fusion of different types of culture and food there at Cicada Cantina. If you haven't been there, you need to go to it. It's on Hilltop. It's a great place to go to. Give them a call at 638-4979 for reservations, but you can't find better food. We'll be right back after these messages.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. Take your passion.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock, 65 degrees. Now, they're going up to 94 today. Our phone line is 0605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jimmy and Sonny and, gosh, ever the people in there, Jarhead. phone line is 0605-4567. And in our next hour, we're having two gentlemen come in to talk about something that has been in the headlines for weeks now, and maybe even for years, and that's an active shooter on a college campus or in a mall or other places. They've both trained and written, and one has written a syllabus for training law enforcement down in Orange County and other places in the United States on how to handle something like this. We're going to talk about what happens if there's an active shooter. And what should you do, and what should you tell your kids to do? Something that, unfortunately, we need to make sure our children know these things and our neighbors know what to do. Okay, but now we're talking with Mark Dadigan and Louise Davis and Kara McClure-Downing and Gary Lewis about this great street fair that I can walk to from my house. This Saturday, Indigenous Peoples History Day show and street fair. It's going to start at 11 a.m. It's going to go to, oh, gosh, it looks like so 6:45, and it's going to have everything in there from drumming and Stillwater royalty to thundering moccasins, internationally touring powwow troupe sharing their dances and culture, open mics where people can share a story, poem, or song, an Indigenous Peoples History program inside the Cascade we're going to talk about in a second, drumming, the Loose Arrow Band, which is a rock, blues, and dance music with Aaron Lucero on guitar and Demetra Jones on vocals. Pit Crew, a Native American rap and hip-hop by Pit Fox and Jay Riggs of the Pit River Nation. And then from 5:30 to 6:45, a mini-Indigenous film festival inside the Cascade. A Dancing Salmon Home, a feature film, a documentary about the Winnemenwintu's fight to bring the McLeod River salmon home from New Zealand. And Runners of the Dawn, a narrative about the Native youth running for strength and connection to the land. So, where do we want to start now?
Well, I thought it would be good to bring up, you know, Louise mentioned previously how the culture had to go underground to survive, and one of the big themes of the program, and that's at 1:30 inside the Cascade, is all the historical figures that are going to be talked about. They're people who did what they had to do during this very turbulent and violent period to keep the culture alive. I think we're talking about 1850 to about 1910 or so. And so, and like we were kind of talking on the break, you know, I don't think people really know what the Indian people here did to keep those traditions alive. And when you learn about it, it is inspiring. It is something that, you know, should be shared and give people hope and just learn about, you know, the incredible resiliency here.
I think so, too. So, so you are going to be talking about your grandmother, Louise?
Yes, my great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother. And you're going to talk about what she did to keep your culture alive.
But yes. I'm just going to speak a little bit about the language. Our language, we had probably five speakers back in the 70s, and today we have, you know, less, probably two speakers that are fluent in Pitt River. And so we just need to have everybody start speaking their language in the home.
Is that hard to do?
Yes, it is. But, you know, you make it fun so that your children will pick it up. See, my children know more Pitt River language than myself, and they are hungry for it. So I think that's what the younger generation
on and getting ready for it since about spring, so about 8 months now. Okay. And it has been a lot of fun. Definitely worth the work.
And I think one thing that's important to bring up from, you know, everyone who was involved is, you know, there was a lot of trust building that had to be built because, you know, kind of one of the lingering effects of, you know, like Louise was saying, tribes having to go underground is, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be a little difficult for tribes to trust, you know, institutions like the Historical Society, but I think everyone's done an incredible job, you know, building the trust and building the relationships and getting this program together where everyone can be involved.
Is the jewelry you're wearing from your tribe?
Actually, no, it's not.
Okay, I'm just looking. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It was a gift from a very dear friend.
Okay, well, it's beautiful though. I guess when you do trust building, I mean, is there always is there always that kind of little barrier right there, Louise, that when somebody says, oh, we want to do this, is there always that kind of like, okay?
Yes, there is. When I talk about my grandmother, when somebody came to her home and asked her about the language, I think she didn't know whether to trust them or not, because everybody would say, well, you're selling your language if you give it to people that are not from your culture. So that was a stereotype. So you don't, what do you want? I think that's what we always thought in the back of your head. What do you want? What are you going to do with it? So there's a lot of trust, you know, issues.
I understand that perfectly. Why do you want this, and what's in it for you? Is that why? Mm-hmm. Aren't there universities and other organizations that make a real concerted effort to record languages and for the native for indigenous people to try and save it?
Yes. Berkeley has a lot of information on a lot of the California tribes. I mean, California has so many different tribes that the language between the Winnemah and the Pitt River are just so different. So it was...
And how close? I mean, they were close, I mean, relatively close in distance, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in area.
Yes.
But it's a totally different language.
Yes. The one thing that we do, I think, all share in common from Shasta, Mount Shasta down through the Sacramento Valley is the roundhouse. And unfortunately, we don't have one here in our area, but that will probably soon change.
Okay, roundhouse, is that like a meeting house?
It's a ceremonial home, or ceremonial house, I should say, where we would have our ceremonies.
Is it large?
Yes.
Oh, okay, like a large house.
Yes.
100 feet in circumference, 100 yards. The reason I'm asking, I was thinking, is that, wow, wouldn't that be cool to have something like that on a, where people could see it? But I guess it's not there for people to see, though,
no.
Is it? It's a very private area.
Yes, it's more, for your ceremonies. I mean, the Redding Rancheria, they have a arbor, a teaching arbor. It's kind of built like a roundhouse, but then it's above the ground. And when they built the arbor, it was for education, so that they could bring down people and talk in the round about the roundhouse. So it's all about education with the rancheria and their arbor, but a ceremonial house is more for prayer.
Okay, like a church.
Yes, well,
it is a church in that sense.
In a certain sense.
That's how people could picture it. I mean, it's different, but it's a place to pray and to.
We have places that are on the mountain that we go to pray to, and different lakes, and there's different sacred sites that are here in Shasta County that we go to. So that's our church, too.
That's wonderful. That's interesting. So many things here that in our own community we need to learn about. So, and you guys are doing that over at the Shasta Historical Society, huh?
Yes, we are. It's what we're trying to do. We are trying to reach out and be more diverse and really bring everyone from the community into the Historical Society.
Okay, everybody, October 17th, this Saturday, head on down to the Cascade Theater area. The whole block's going to be, you're not going to be able to miss it. It's going to be blocked off there on Market, and it's going to start at about 11 a.m. with an open mic, and it's going to go to 6:45. The show inside the Cascade starts at 1:30. The doors open at 1. And the five historical indigenous tribes of Shasta County have joined together with the Shasta Historical Society to create this one-of-a-kind event, and it is. And I really appreciate you all coming today. But it's going to be quite the place down there this Saturday, and I would recommend people go down there to find out what's going on. Find out what, is about our history right back here in Shasta County, that it started before, you got here. You may want to learn a lot about it. So, Louise Davis, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And Kara McClure Downing and Gary Lewis from the Shasta Historical Society, and Mark Dadigan, who you're just kind of, you kind of put all this stuff together?
Oh, well, I'm a multimedia journalist who happened to work with a lot of tribes, so I just helped make some connections for everybody.
Well, you know what? You did a good job, buddy.
Thanks.
And thank you so much, and I hope to see you all this weekend, because I can just kind of like wander on down the street, and I won't be disguised like a transient.
Okay.
Come in, okay? Okay, we're going to be back after the 8 o'clock news break with two gentlemen that are going to talk about what happens if that horrible moment occurs that there's an active shooter in an area you're at or the one where your children are at. We want to talk about that, talk about the things that you can do and things you can tell your kids. All right? It's 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Nick Alexander.
In Paris today.
35 ans.
Jean-Jacques Amyot.
The names and ages of the 130 victims of the Paris terrorist attacks were read aloud at a ceremony honoring those killed. It was 2 weeks ago today the attackers struck at a rock concert on the terraces of bars and restaurants and outside a stadium. Most of the victims were in their 20s and 30s attending that concert. Black Friday shoppers are out in force on this Black Friday. People like Stephanie Jackson in New York City.
In sales, you had all the way from 30% off to buy one, get one 50% off, some even special items all the way down to basically $2 price shirts and everything like that.
Well, now get ready for the stretched out version of the Cyber Monday online sales wars.
Walmart is making all of its Cyber Monday online discounts available on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The discounts will be offered beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's also quadrupling the assortment of deals to 2,000. Meanwhile, Target announced that for the first time, it'll be offering a 15% site-wide discount on Cyber Monday. It'll also have an extra 75 heavily discounted items on that day.
This correspondent, Jeremy House, high school students across the country making oral history this week by recording interviews with their elders in an unprecedented effort to stockpile wisdom for the ages.
I see it as a wonderful opportunity in the oral history vein to capture people's voices.
That's teacher Kara Moen in Hagerstown, Maryland. One of the students involved, student Lindsay Lyon, says she's glad to have the opportunity to learn more about her family's history.
Being able to just ask someone questions about their life and have a real reason and just know more about them, I think it's very interesting.
It's called the Great Thanksgiving Listen. It was conceived by leaders of the nonprofit Oral History Project StoryCorps, encouraging kids to send their audio recordings to a Library of Congress website. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Today through Cyber Monday, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at TryAncestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Also through Monday, save big on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family and uncover the mysteries of your ancestors and ethnic origins. This offer is only available through Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney returns to Capitol Hill next week, as correspondent Linda Kenyon explains.
The bust of the 46th Vice President will join 44 other busts of Vice Presidents in the Senate's Vice Presidential Collection. Dick Cheney and his wife Lynn will be there for the unveiling on Thursday. Vice Presidents play a constitutional role on Capitol Hill as they serve as Presidents of the Senate. In that role, they are called upon to cast deciding votes when there is a tie in the Senate. And sometimes they take part in legislative negotiations. In addition, they serve ceremonial roles when new senators are sworn into office.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. On Wall Street, the index is back up and trading after taking the day off for Thanksgiving. It is an abbreviated trading session today on Wall Street, and it's been slow going so far for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now, it's down by just about 16 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Lakes that have been forming near Mount Everest could threaten settlements downstream if they overflow.
The team of scientists just back from the Everest region say the warning is the first of its kind for Khumbu, although other Himalayan glaciers have seen an increasing number of lakes. Lead researcher Anne Rowan from Sheffield University in Britain said a series of ponds on the lower part of the glacier were starting to link up. The research says the loss of ice because of increasing temperatures has caused the glacier to drop,
That is the BBC's Naveen Singhkhata reporting. A weaker global economy and a slowdown in China will likely dampen some of the growth in air travel over the next two decades. The International Air Transport Association, which gauges such numbers, says airline passengers are expected to double to 7 billion by the year 2034. An earlier estimate had said they would double even more and go higher to 7.4 billion total. More on these stories from townhall.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR. The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 13th of October, a Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. She also heard my guests were coming, and she said, I'm not going. There's going to be too much testosterone in the studio. The wallpaper would start sliding off. 8:07 in the morning out there. And, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Sunny skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. The high, around 97 degrees, could bump up against the triples, but probably not. Overnight low will be in the lower 60s and some clouds, mainly clear skies overnight. Sunshine and more clouds today. The high drops off a little bit as we head deeper into the week. By Friday, there is a outside chance of a little bit of rain right now in Redding, 67 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. That's right. Veteran-owned business is Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business, with Espresso Joe's, which is just outstanding coffee. Get your lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, anything you want there. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. From walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That is fabulous, if I could say that. Fabulous. And, of course, e-cigs and everything you could possibly want. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, does a lot for our community. They do a lot for our community and support a lot of great, great initiatives in the Northern California area, Tobacco and Brew. Okay, you know, I've talked about it in the last hour. You know, so many things we've read. And the last one, of course, it wasn't even the last one. But the one that hit the big attention, of course, was what happened at Umpqua. Community college, where a crazed individual went in there and shot nine, killed nine people, wounded others, and then took his own life.
Correct.
The police confronted him, and from the time they started shooting, he started shooting, to the time the police were there, the first responders were there, it was like 8 minutes. In that 8 minutes, though, he had done all this damage. And then since then, I think there's been a couple other shootings. One up in Northern Arizona University, but that seems to have been more of a one-on-one shooting from a fight, as opposed to somebody that just walked in to start shooting, as we've seen. So today, but because of that, and when this started, and it started with when it started at the Sandy Hook, in another crazed individual came in there. When I say it started, you know, for our show, we started thinking about what can we do? What can citizens do to, one, try to prevent this? Two, if it starts to happen, what can you do? And also kind of bring some light on it to it with our school system. What can the school system do to protect our kids? And you know, those are, I mean, at the elementary, the middle school, and the high school level, but also at the college levels. What can be done? Well, I have had the opportunity to meet and to bring on two gentlemen who have trained in this and, in fact, have written the syllabus on how to respond to these. And let me introduce our first guest is Sergeant Cam Mooney, who is a sergeant in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, retired. a full-time special weapons team deputy, has responded to hundreds of shooter and active shooter calls, and is graduated from the first attack medical schools in the North State, and a longtime resident of Shasta County. So good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Shasta County. And good morning, Bill. And thank you, Bob, for being our engineer today.
There you go. Yeah, we wanted, because we like to thank Bob, because Bob plays great music. And, of course, I'm here also with retired fire chief. Is that right? Or captain?
Fire captain.
Fire captain.
With Los Angeles County.
Los Angeles County. Bill Mastin, who is a friend, and who's been the one that keeps poking me on things like he says, do you want to talk to Smoke Jumpers and Hot Shots? I went, yeah. So he brings them in, and I want to see them again because fire season's over, and I just want to kind of get a catch up on what they did.
Well, fire season isn't over yet.
Well, my man.
But
okay,
but you're right.
You're right. It's not over.
I think your listeners probably appreciate the level of talent and professionalism they have up here in the wildland community. So that's always an opportunity to let them see that.
The so many things that have happened here in the past. One of the things that Cam Mooney gave me was Columbine in April 20th, 1999. Was that kind of like the first big one?
Well, in modern history.
In modern history.
You know, I went back and looked at statistics from the FBI for this year. We've had 55 people killed in 2015 in active shooter incidents, and 20 of those occurred at educational institutions, and the average duration of an active shooter incident was anywhere from 5 minutes to 12 minutes. And that 5-minute number is important, Carl. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, about police response and how fast police can get to a location. So why it is very important to be personally prepared and have personal responsibility for situational awareness and active shooter incidents.
When you see an active shooter that's like this that goes onto a campus, is there something that they have in common that a lot of these shooters have?
And that's why I'm going to come back to Columbine. We're going to talk about Columbine a little bit, and as I speak about Columbine, you're going to see a very common thread weaving through the people that committed that crime and a lot of the shooters that we see today. So let's go back to Columbine, April 20th, 1999, Littleton, Colorado. Let's set the stage. Normal school day. Two gentlemen, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, they ended up killing 13 people and injuring 20. And Harris was later deemed medically to be a psychopath, and Klebold was a manic depressive follower. What's strange is that Klebold actually attended the school dance 3 days prior to going on to his rampage. Some common themes that we see today with active shooters, especially young active shooters going on school campuses, both were heavily taunted and bullied as a child, and both played violent video games for hours and hours, and they both lacked in social skills. And almost a year prior to their going on their rampage, they made a video for the school for a school project that glorified violence. And we see that, and if we go and look at in Umpqua, we'll see some of those same common threads.
What the guy from Sandy Hook also had a number of those. It seems like those characteristics, too, in the fact that he was protected by his mother. He was, he had a lot of those no social skills, bully type also.
And another thing is access to weapons, straw purchases. In the case of Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook, his mother purchased all the weapons that he used for that.
Did she purchase them for him, do you think? Or was this something that she just, did she like to shoot? And this was just he took advantage of that?
I think he probably took advantage of that. And you know, with parents who have children who have psychological issues, I think keeping them calm and whatever is going to keep them calm and interested in life, if they can find things, they'll probably go ahead and help out their children that way.
A question, and this is a good question. We're going to get to it when we get back about drugs, prescription drugs and all that. But we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people do just, of course, outstanding work on whether it's a heating or a cooling system. It's getting to get cold. It's going to be cold. Now is the perfect time to have Alliance, come out, check your heater, make sure it works, make sure the filters are clean, the air ducts are clean, all of these things, and make sure the thermostat is working, because if you have a thermostat that's not working, it will be running all the time, it will cost you millions of dollars, you'll lose your home and be out on the streets destitute because you did not have your thermostat checked by Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Did I say it was a better-known business? Alliance Heating and Air. Was I overstating there, Bob? Just a little bit. Okay, Bob, so just maybe just a little bit. I'm here with Bill Mastin, retired fire captain from Los Angeles, and retired sergeant Cam Mooney from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. We're talking about active shooters and these mass shootings and what are some of the characteristics that these shooters have in common? And when we come back, we want to talk about prescription drugs in shooters. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl on the bot.
Unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
6-7 Sandy Hook School. Caller is indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building. Interesting. Units are responding to Sandy Hook School. The front glass has been broken. this, they're unsure why. All units, the individual that I have on the phone is continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire.
All right, that was the 9/11 calls from Sandy Hook coming in. They had the door locked out there, and you know, it was a metal door. And from what I understand, the there's a window next to it. He shot through the window, reached in, and opened the door because they didn't have the film on it that would prevent the window from breaking, which you can get. So you can cover windows up, and so you can shoot into it all you want, but the window is not going to come out. Horrible tragedy there in Sandy Hook. I'm here with Sergeant, retired Los Angeles County Sheriff's Sergeant Cam Mooney, and retired Los Angeles County Fire Captain Bill Mastin. We're talking active shooters and some of the characteristics that these shooters have. And all of them, I would say almost all of them have psychological problems. I mean, all of them would have some kind of psychological problem that causes you to come in and start shooting your classmates.
Yeah, mental
or
illness.
Innocent people.
It's all mental illness.
It is, of one kind or another, but we need to identify that. Now, here's a question there is, they talked about what is a straw purchase. A straw purchase is when somebody buys a weapon for somebody else that can't buy that weapon themselves, and they intentionally buy it for them, and they sell it to them.
And in the case of Columbine, the straw purchaser purchased Klebold and Harris's weapons for them. And he received. He went to state prison. Received 8 years.
Prison. Yep. The other thing too is, what about how many of these shooters were on prescription drugs?
From what I know, it's a fairly high percentage, and they're on some kind of psychotropic medication.
Ritalin, is that it?
Prozac, Ritalin,
things like this that they've been on a lot. One of the characteristics I understand, one of these drugs that they've on is when they're off it, they have a tendency to get violent. When they've stopped taking the medication, that there's violence also happens.
Well, so much with psychotropics, if they discontinue their therapy,
this is Bill Mastin,
that it actually gets worse.
Yeah.
So they cannot cold turkey stop their medication, and particularly with a lot of the mentally ill, they self-medicate with other.
Oh yeah.
Drugs that completely change the pathophysiology of what that drug is supposed to be doing for them. And when they quit cold turkey, there's some severe side effects that can take place from that.
This guy in Colorado that was in the theater that they just convicted of murder, you know, of all the murders, and the and they didn't put him to death. And one person on the jury said, no, you know, I don't think he should be put to death. So he's going to be locked up for life. Plus, he was proud that everybody knew who he was. In the Umpqua case, many of the news organizations did not want to name the shooter. Do you think this makes a difference?
I think so. If you saw Klebold and Harris, they actually made this video a year before, and they wanted to be famous, and they had seen other active shooters situations and other mass killings in their life, and they emulated that. And that came out in some of their writings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and you look at all these mass shooters, you will see that in their writings, somewhere in their past, they emulate people who embrace violence.
I need to throw this one out because it's going to come in anyway. Gun-free zones.
They don't work. They don't work. I mean, it's so evident. It's so evident that they don't work. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a police officer, I'm a strong advocate of the Second Amendment, and we are very fortunate and very lucky in our county that Tom Vysenko takes on the liability to have a good concealed weapons program.
Right.
And had there been a concealed weapon holder in that class in Oregon, we don't know, but we probably know that just based upon past experience that would have been different. And we also know that the person that engaged that shooter, the ex-veteran who engaged that shooter and was shot 7 times himself, had he not done that, who knows what the loss of life would be.
And he went right at him.
Went
right at him, was shot 7 times.
Yep.
Let me just talk about something that happened. Remember, if you remember the Virginia Tech massacre, I was in, I believe I was in Somalia when that happened. It was early 90s, I think. I'm not exactly sure where I was. It was so many combat zones. It's a little time, so much time, so many combat zones.
Yeah, Virginia Tech was 2007.
Okay, April 2007. 16th. Okay, then I was, okay. Then
32 killed and 17 wounded.
Okay, then I was in Iraq this time. I asked my people, I said, how can that happen where somebody just walks in and starts shooting people and they don't do anything, and which is going to lead to the next point here. And one of my sergeants, who's a good little fighter, says, you know, sir, from kindergarten, we're taught to obey, not to fight, not to be, you know, show aggression and all these things. So some guy comes in and he says, okay, I'm not going to hurt you, or just line up there, and then they start shooting. And then what do? They're not taught to fight back. Things have changed.
There's a national model that's come out. It's put out by FEMA, and it's called ICS 907. And it is for civilian active shooter response. And you can go online to FEMA.gov. It's a one-hour course, and it teaches you about something called run, hide, fight. And obviously, you know, getting out of the gun zone is always best, if you can. So if you have good situational awareness, and most people go through their life living in what we call the in condition white, which means is you really don't know what's going on around
you. You have no idea what's going on. And if you don't know what the conditions are, you need to look these up, because let's just go through them real quickly.
Condition white, everyday life, you're living without really any sense of what's going on around you.
Condition. You wander down the street, you're looking at your iPhone, mm-hmm. you're just, you know, it's life's good, sitting there, just wandering down, you don't see anything.
Then we move up to condition yellow, and condition yellow is what your policeman is in all the time, probably even in his off-duty life. And it's a slightly heightened sense of awareness of who is around you, who's walking towards you. You determine what your personal safety zone is, you know, how many feet out somebody can get close to you. You look at people's mannerisms, you look at the way people are moving, and from that you make a judgment about potential danger in the world.
Okay, so that's condition yellow.
Moving up to condition orange, now you have determined that person is a threat. You see him coming towards you. You see he has clenched fists. You see he's wearing a trench coat and it's 95 degrees out. You see him putting his hand into his trench coat. You see that there's bulges on his trench coat that shouldn't be apparent on a normal human being. So very heightened sense of awareness. Finally, we get into condition red. Now, condition red, something has happened. The person is pulled out a handgun. He's got a knife in his hand. He has some intent to go ahead and do another individual bodily harm. And at that point, if you have moved from condition orange into condition red and you haven't already taken steps to protect yourself, you're going to be way behind.
It's too late.
It's too late. You're behind the...
So people, that run part would be mostly either in yellow or orange.
In yellow or orange.
You would self-extract yourself.
You would self-extract.
Let's get out of here.
Right.
Exactly.
One of the things when we teach on our scenarios is the 7-Eleven scenario, where you're in there and a guy comes in with a gun. And you can do a number of things. If you're standing there by the door, walk through the door, you get out of that. People say, oh, no, I'll just engage them. And then in some of the scenarios, there's two guys. And so, I'll just engage this guy, and then you find out that he's got backup shooters in these things. But you try to escape first, but you also have to prepare to defend yourself.
That's right. And in our ICS model, which is now a national model put out by FEMA, ICS Incident Command System 907, run, hide, fight. So your first thing we talked about was run. The next thing is you go ahead and you hide. And you try to hide using cover and concealment, cover being something that will stop bullets from penetrating and concealment to stop the suspect from seeing you. So you hide, you silence your cell phone. If you have the opportunity to make a 911 call, that is super important. Even if it's just a 911 text, that's super important. And you go ahead and you... coalesce with people around you, and you try to get a plan. You start a plan. What are we going to do if this person comes into the area that we have
okay,
been
now
in?
We're looking at, like, this could be a classroom, and you're hearing shooting from another classroom. Mm-hmm. I'm just as an example.
Well, and that has to be trained with.
Right.
You notice in the Aurora one, it says it sounded like gunfire. In full-scale exercises, you need the people need to hear what it sounds like with a blank in a hallway, and for instance, teachers or administrators,
they need
to
know what
crack.
They need to know what
it's not a firecracker, it's not drop books, it's definitely gunfire, and they need to identify that and take immediate action with that.
Okay, we need to take a break here. When we come back, I want to get into how we, you know, what we were talking about, these ways of being able to train your kids or let people know. And we've got people on the line too. We'll get to them right after the break, Henry. This portion of the show is how appropriately how appropriate is this, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, right here in town on Larkspur at 2539 Larkspur. A business that prides itself on customer service, having the pistols and long guns, shotguns that you could want, all the shooting accessories that go along with it, optics, scopes, rangefinders, knives, holsters, weapons carriers, everything you can imagine, plus all the ammo that for all these weapons and hard-to-find ammo, all this at Bastiani Arms. Plus, they have a Seth Stokes who teaches concealed carry and hunter safety there, and two gunsmiths that are just outstanding. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, started 6 years ago, John Bastiani and his wife. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur, because as we all know, we have good police. Police are usually there, though, 5 to 12 minutes after something happens, if it's big and if they can get there. You need to be able to protect yourself and different methods of doing that. We'll be right back after these messages.
So,
into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out on loan, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a
Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, October the 13th. It's 26 minutes until 9 o'clock, 67 degrees out there, going up to 97 a day. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned store. Speaking of veteran-owned businesses, Cypress Curve Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops, right there. I think I'm going to have to go down this week and get a little trim. My hair is starting to get up to that quarter of an inch length there on the sides. The great guys down there, discounts for seniors and veterans. Walk on down the street a little bit further, though, and you get to Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Walk in there for breakfast or lunch, and you get a big hug and great food. All of this off Athens Avenue. But I'm telling you, if you haven't had your hair cut at Shasta, at Cypress Square Barbershop, you are missing out. All right. My guest today, it's been, we're talking active shooters today. And it's in the news. It's been in the news for years and years. Started in Columbine in 1999. You think about that. Here it is 15 or 16 years later. And we're still in the midst of this. We're still having people walk on campuses and start shooting. And I'm here with retired Los Angeles County Sheriff Sergeant Cam Moody, and also retired Los Angeles Fire Captain Bill Mastin, and they work together on these subjects, and we're talking about this. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you this
Fine.
Morning?
Fine. Thank you for waiting.
I've been listening to your program here, and I hate to disagree with those people, but, my training possibly was a little different than most. You know what it is, and I'm not going to mention it, but the fact remains that if I get into that position, I would automatically charge. I wouldn't have to think about it. I would go after them. And when I did, I'd have people with me. Because once one person does, then the other will, too.
Well, that's a point we're getting ready to talk about right now.
And we actually agree with you, Henry.
That's probably the way to handle it. And because I think that if you had, in my opinion, if you had several people charging a shooter, especially the type of shooters we have who are basically, things wrong with them.
And well, this we're is novice.
And there's novices at it, but, they're also practicing on these video games. But to have several people charge at them from different directions would probably start shutting down their ability to shoot. So thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
And Henry's absolutely right.
Yeah.
What that takes us into is the third aspect,
right,
of run, hide, or fight. And the third aspect is fight. And this matrix, it doesn't mean this all can happen in a millisecond. You try to move, you can't get away from the threat. You try to hide, you realize the threat's coming at you. You have to make a ready plan immediately with two people around you. You say, hey, we're going to barricade this door. And statistically, active shooters do not go through locked doors. As you pointed out in Sandy Hook, he went through a window and he blew out a window. He didn't go through a hardened door that had been locked. So once you realize that you're under threat, the shooter's going to come in, it's time to fight. And if you're going to fight, it's fight to win, Carl. And I'm surprised and actually heartened that the government put out a policy that says fight to win. And that means use whatever means you have to use to protect yourself from the threat and end that threat. It doesn't mean that, hey, King's X, we're all done. It means King's X, you're done. And so when we get into fight means use any readily available weapon that you have to protect yourself. And if it means three of you attacking a suspect with a weapon at the same time, that's what you want to do. It doesn't mean that you're going to become an expert in gun takeaways. It doesn't mean you're going to have to know about every single weapon that's out there and how to disable it. It means you're going to attack the suspect and overwhelm him, and that's what needs to be done. So the
throwing books. I mean, these. Think of this. Think of textbooks. Those are weapons.
Fire extinguishers. Well,
fire extinguisher. Yeah. Just keep throwing things at him to make him break his aiming point, make him shift his gun around, and at the same time try to get him down. Because once you can get him down, females, males, once you get your hands on him, then others can pile on. But it's either that or become
a statistic.
Well, it's not even a statistic. You are slaughtered.
Yes.
Without having that ability.
Well, no, the three Americans in
perfect example
in France. That's a perfect example. They took the fight to him and overwhelmed him and saved countless lives.
They all lived, and here's the thing: is if you could barricade yourself in there and you can protect everybody, that's one thing. But if you can't, are you just going to lay down and have somebody kill you? And this is exactly what he does: puts him on his knees, has him stand up. Are you a Christian? Yes. Boom.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian? So I mean, this right there shows a great deal of I guess when you get into this, it's a shock type thing where people are just, they don't know what to do, and so they just, you know, they're scared because they haven't been taught to fight back.
And the reason that it's important to fight is, let's talk about national response. As a police officer, can I protect you 100% of the time? We know that I can't, Carl.
That's right.
And the priority call dispatch time in America is somewhere around 6 minutes. Now, in 6 minutes, if you're in an active shooter situation in the 5 minutes and he's killing people, it doesn't matter if you're there in 6 minutes because all the people are going to be dead.
It's finished by then.
It's finished by then.
Right.
So you have to be. And now that's why also post Littleton, Colorado, Columbine, that's why police made a huge shift. It's no longer surround, wait for a SWAT team. It means the first two patrol officers that arrive on scene are going to get out of their cars. They're going to take their long guns with them. They're going to go, and they're going to aggress on the suspect. They're not going to be treating victims on the ground, which is what Bill's going to talk about.
Yeah, and that's what we want to get into that, too.
And those police officers are going to engage the active shooter and stop him because that has proved to be the most effective method to be able to reduce
the amount
of
injury. You've got to get to him right away.
Get to him.
And
right
so
away.
When you hear the shooting, because they may not, but they can, you know, there's going to be people pointing, and here they go. They're going right for them. And instead of waiting for three or four or surrounding it, no, because it's too late. And everybody realizes it's too late. Now, at the same time that we've got our shooters going in after the active shooter, you know, our law enforcement, this is where, Bill, this is where your guys come in, because Bill is an EMT but teaches all of this and teaches these situations.
And Carl, let's talk about it in fire terms, because Bill is a fire captain and he teaches this from the fire perspective, and it's a different perspective. So in the hot zone, that's where law enforcement is going to be going in. That's where the active shooter actually is. And Bill's going to be coming in behind us, and he's going to be in what's called the warm zone. And that's something that firemen talk about. Bill, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the model of the hot zone is that the law enforcement is on gun going in and trying to isolate and neutralize the threat. As firefighters, we have what was called force protection. We take an officer with us, and we get into the warm zone. It's still threatening, and we're wearing ballistic wear and our helmets and all of that, so we're easily identified. But then we start to initiate care because those people that are shot, they've proven that they're going to bleed to death. So we do what's called life-threatening interventions. Is tourniquet used, the stuff that you use in Iraq, a lot of the same stuff, hemostatic agents. Do a rapid extraction to what we call a casualty collection point in the cold zone and continue care and then rapidly trying to transport them to the hospital.
And Carl, there's a national model now for this, and it's the Incident Command System 701, and that's on the FEMA website as well, and that's Active Shooter Training for Public Safety in conjunction with, we now have a Senate bill here in California, AB 1598, and it talks about collaborative training recommendations, and allow Bill to talk about that for a second.
So we never used to do that. Columbine was another one. Is Cam, when we worked South Central together, if we had somebody that was actively shooting, is they would stay just a block out, and then we would wait to be called in after they had secured the perimeter, both the inner perimeter and the outer perimeter. Well, the people were losing their lives because they were trying to catch the bad guys or neutralize the bad guys and the victims.
And no medical treatment.
So now, with this new model, is we do full-scale, full-on exercises, integrated fire and EMS, integrated with law enforcement, and law enforcement is what we call our force protection, and we push in. And FEMA has a grant, we can put it up on your website, where EMS agencies, ambulance companies, fire departments can get ballistic wear paid for, to enhance their ability to have what they call BPE, ballistic protective equipment, to be able to go in and do these interventions and save lives.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, but let me just give you some, throw some facts for you here. And we've talked a little bit about it. 55 people killed in 2015 in active shooter incidents. 20 of those occurred at educational institutions. Average duration was 12 minutes, with almost 40% over in 5 minutes. 51% occurred in a workplace, 17% in school, 17% in public, 6% in religious institutions. That's also interesting. Most occur in small to medium-sized communities with departments with limited resources. In more than half the incidents, patrol officers arrived and engaged a suspect. So what we're looking at is we're in a community that's not that small, but we are in a, under 100,000, and we have a good police department, but we've all knows we're short on police. So we're kind of like in that area, too, that might be kind of fit into those protocols.
And when we come back, let's talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And did any of those studies indicate in how many cases that the perpetrator, as soon as confronted by law enforcement, did himself and ended the incident?
Yes. The FBI has, and I can give that report to you, Bob. It's the FBI stats.
Well, that and just being confronted by anybody, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. I'm with Sergeant Cam Mooney and retired fire captain from Los Angeles, Bill Maston. We'll be right back talking active shooter. And what should you tell your kids and what should you talk about yourself?
Here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs. Starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from October 13th of this year. Enjoy this encore presentation of FFR now on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You feel me?
Hey.
Bob,
do you hear me?
Oh, did you hear me? I thought it was feel
which
me.
I thought was a great theme for a talk show host, because there's times when you go, is there anybody out there?
Oh, they're out here. We can see them. We can feel them. 67 degrees out there and 97, going up to 97 today. It's going to be like that. It's going to start cooling down, though, this weekend. And speaking of this weekend, come on down to View 202, the only restaurant on the river, and have Sunday brunch with Linda and her band with her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1. They serve they serve brunch, of course, all you know, from 10:30 to 2. But Linda sings from 11 to 1, and you can just have a great time. Sit out there. The weather's just going to be absolutely perfect. Sit mm-hmm. out there. We have a community table where I sit.
And it's
so
a lot of
just,
fun.
Just
there.
Come on down, sit down with us. You know, if you're out coming by yourself, I don't want to go by myself. Well, you're not by yourself, and now you're just sitting at a table, and now you have to put up with me and other people that sit there. But it's okay. But that's at View 202 this Sunday from 11 to 1. So she'll be singing. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. And you have a good time?
Order a mamosa.
A mamosa.
A mamosa.
Which is a beer with an orange liqueur in it.
Yes.
That is,
I thought it was outstanding.
I think it's very refreshing for you. All right. I'm here with Sergeant, retired Los Angeles County Sheriff Cam Mooney, and retired Los Angeles County Fire Captain Bill Mastin. And we're talking about active shooter here. Now, we've got like 10 minutes left. How do we stop active shooters?
Well, you can't stop a crazy person. So
right.
we can address some of the root causes of that. And
okay, so let's just all admit we cannot stop a crazy person from doing something like this.
If it's not a gun, it's going to be an automobile. It's going to be a knife. It's going to be a shard of glass. It's going to be something, Carl.
That's right. So what we have to do then is start looking at a prevention of it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, we're fortunate in Shasta County. We've got the Injury Prevention Coalition Council. We've got the Youth Violence Prevention Council. We've got Shasta County Chemical People. And they're an organization of individuals in our county that try to keep children off drugs, try to keep children, give children positive role models and positive behavior. You know, we have Devil Pups. You know that we have Boy Scouts. We have a lot of these positive programs. Shasta County Chemical People does Friday Night Live, which takes kids off the street and gives them a positive place to go. They do the Every 15-Minute program, and they do Safe and Sober Graduation. So they're trying to build models and demonstrable models for young people to be safe. But how do we stop an active shooter? Well, first of all, we make sure that our mental health systems are well-funded. In Shasta County, as you know, Carl, that has been a problem for us. Breslauer's was closed for a long time. We didn't have enough funding to keep them open, so that's important.
The whole mental health program, I think people are starting to realize people with mental health problems don't belong in jails or the emergency rooms. They need to be helped. And if you can't help them, then they're going to be out wandering the streets, and we don't need that. Okay, so mental health. We need to take a real good look at this. Okay, what else?
Well, referral programs. If you see something, say something. If you sense someone is having psychological problems, you tell somebody who has enough tools in their toolkit to be able to address it. School counselor, a teacher, a hospital, county health, law enforcement, your church, your youth group leaders, your suicide prevention hotlines. All of those are tools for you to use. It's all common sense.
I think everybody, especially, you know, starting with the Columbine, is that everybody knew there was something wrong. Everybody knew there was something wrong with these shooters, and nobody said anything. And when they've started now, they've started, you know, encouraging kids to talk about their fellow students and say, is somebody having a problem here? So anyway, okay, what else?
Carl, let's go back to think about practicing the Ten Commandments and being kind to your neighbors. I mean, it really starts with being kind with your neighbors and understanding that people do have problems in their lives, and you can help your neighbor just by a simple hand on your shoulder. Hey, is everything okay today? Instead of them making them feel isolated in their community. Hey, Bill, are you okay today?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I would say be prepared, get trained. You've got ICS 907. It's a simple one-hour course. It's actually eligible for continuing educational credits through the government.
And that one can, not to interrupt you, but I'm interrupting, but it would be good for any business, school district. Anybody can take that, and it's an outstanding program to give you the skill set to be able to.
Is that the ICS 701? That's the active shooter training for public safety.
No, that's actually a different course. So,
is that a different one? Okay,
yeah,
which one am I looking at?
The ICS 907 is a one-hour course.
Okay.
It's on the FEMA.gov website. If you just Google active shooter ICS 907.
Run, hide, and fight.
It's run, hide, and fight.
Okay.
And it's got a nice little video. It's got a test on it. It's a no-stress course. It's excellent.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I would say also exercise your constitutional rights. Maintain your situational awareness in public. Understand the world has danger in it and take personal responsibility for your safety and that government will not protect you in many occasions. And it's really too little too late. And I know this from the Los Angeles riots. Couldn't protect anybody. Everybody was on their own. It was free for all. Well, that's the way it is in an active shooter situation. I as a deputy, I'm probably going to arrive too late. And if I arrive, I'm going to engage the suspect. I'm not there to treat you. Bill is there with tactical medicine to be able to treat you.
Well, and one of the things about exercising your constitutional rights is the right to carry.
Absolutely.
And you have to understand is that there are places where there are people out there that can walk into a let me just use Olive Garden. Person could walk in Olive Garden. I'm going to say this because this one Olive Garden asked the police to leave because they were armed. But they could walk into any store, into any restaurant, as we know, or any place, and have a psychotic episode. You've got to be able to, you've got to either be able to run, hide, or fight.
Correct.
So you've got to be able to do all three of those. And you should exercise your constitutional rights. And I'm not just saying this because... I think everybody, not everybody should carry a gun, but they're, you can get pepper spray or something to be able to fight back. Have a plan. You need a plan.
And everybody needs to train and has to train. I have to train how to put a tourniquet on in 10 seconds. Cam has to learn how to provide force protection for us. We have to learn how to extricate the victims. The schools need to know how to lock down and where their hard points are and their school classrooms, and the students need to know, hey, I got to turn off my cell phone. I need to shelter in place here, and what's going to happen? The lights got to go out. Somebody's got to call 911. If you don't train it, you just can't watch videos or, read a little blurb. You have to train.
You have to do it.
Yes. And, Carl, our law enforcement is woefully inadequate in their medical training. We get a basic first aid course in the academy, but we do not get tactical medicine, and some of the SWAT team members do. But we need to bring that model to the North State, and everyone needs to train. Everyone, firefighters and law enforcement.
To be able to fix those sucking chest wounds, Bob.
There you go.
Well, I was just going to say, Carl, you've mentioned a couple of times that these people down south who thought it was great fun to walk into a Starbucks with their sidearm and flaunt it and tweak the noses did nobody a service and in fact set things back a ways and increase the hostility.
Well, it does. And, you've got to figure out where always know your audience. In this case, we are fortunate to live in a county where we have a common sense sheriff that believes in the fact that you have a right to carry. I'm not saying that everybody should run out and get a gun because, unless you're willing to train and do those things with it, it could become a liability. But you need to be able to take care of yourself, and you need to be able to tell your kids this run, hide, or fight type thing. And people have been, Dr. Ben Foster was castigated about fighting back, even though that is something that the government says you should do.
Exactly.
And yet they're pillaring him over that.
The end result is this all comes back to the family and having positive family values and having families that treat each other appropriately and train each other appropriately.
Okay. So what do you tell your kids? What do you tell them, Bill?
Well, it's the run, hide, or fight.
You tell them about watching other kids you know, if there's something wrong there.
Yeah, we call it the spidey senses. You got to have your spidey senses up. Cam gives it a color. It's a yellow or an orange.
Right.
But you got to be that situational awareness. You know, we use it in fire all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, law enforcement uses it. So that's a learned skill. And it's one of those things, what's your gut tell you? If your gut tells you, hey, get out of here, then it's time to move.
You know, I think everybody needs to do is talk to their school. School superintendent, school
Correct.
Principal. What do you do about an active shooter? What kind of training do you have you given to your to your teachers and your staff about an active shooter?
Well, and if we do fire drills every year and we do a duck, cover, and hold, we need to do, it's called active shooter, active threat.
Right.
Is everybody's got to come to that realization, and the kids need to know, because they follow the teacher's direction. Hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yep. Good. Okay. Sergeant Cam Mooney, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, retired. Thank you very much for being here and all the information you gave us.
Thank you, Carl.
And, of course, retired fire captain from Los Angeles County, Bill Mastin, who is just married to a wonderful woman. And
Absolutely.
And Bob, anyway, see you on the Delta, Bob.
And that's right. Thank you so much for being here. Because this isn't the last time you're going to be on, because we want to talk about this. Tomorrow, we have Reading Police Chief Rob Plutty is going to be on. And we're going to talk body cams. We're going to talk about active shooter, too. We're going to talk about things that they do. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
This is a crime that shook our city.
Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy with word of an arrest in the fatal shooting of a young boy. McCarthy calling it an act of barbarism, the assassination of a 9-year-old child.
As a gang retaliation to get back at his father.
27-year-old Corey Morgan of Lansing, Michigan, under arrest, charged with first-degree murder and the killing of young Tyshawn Lee. McCarthy describes Morgan as a convicted felon, a documented gang member with an extensive violent criminal history. There's a big protest underway this midday on Chicago's premier shopping district, the so-called Magnificent Mile. Demonstrators protesting the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. In the aftermath of the Paris terrorist attack, European authorities continue their crackdown on people with alleged ties to terrorism.
In Germany, prosecutors say they arrested